Les Negres Vertes is a band from France. The music is a mix of French song, Algerian rye, and gypsy music. The members of the band are from French, Algerian, Italian, and Spanish backgrounds. As one member of the band once put it, they play the music of a wonderful mongrel culture. Several years ago in a dance hall, someone less appreciative of their racial mix threatened to rearrange their faces and called them Les Negres Vertes, which translates to the Green Black Women. The band decided to subvert this racist comment and use it as their name. Les Negres Vertes has a record that was recently released in the States, and the band just completed an American tour. My guests are Stéphane Mélineau, who plays guitar and sometimes sings lead, and Mathieu Canavez, who plays accordion and guitar. Mélineau was born in Algeria, Canavez in France.
For us, we consider that like a modern French song, so influenced by all the ethnies living in France now. I mean, like us, coming from North Africa or in the Latin countries. The difference with old French song is that we are born in the 60s, and rock and roll, we grew up in rock and roll, so it's very important for us. We are playing our songs with a rock and roll energy, you know, and that's it.
So tell me about the music that you were both exposed to when you were young.
Oh, music, Spanish music, gypsy music, North African music too, and even French music, Edith Piaf, or every style of music, you know. But my family influenced me a lot in music.
It's the same for me. I grew up with jazz records and French song records like Gainsbourg or Piaf. It's very important. With the Beatles too. A lot of different things.
You know, on your record, there's absolutely no English translation, not of the lyrics, not even of the instruments that everybody in the band plays. Was that your decision to keep it all strictly French?
Yeah, a little bit, to keep the French version of the record. It was important for the first one, to show where we're from.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you know, perhaps one day we'll write a song in English. We can write what we feel. So one day after all this trouble.
We made our first song in English for a compilation on AIDS. It will be released, I think, in 6 months. We made a cover of Cole Porter, I Love Paris. And Elno is singing in English. It's the first time.
That's great.
It's not bad.
It's good, yeah.
Qui pisse le vent n'a pas déconné les vieux. Il est là sous la pluie, il ne sait où aller. Il est là comme un con, il est plutôt paumé. C'est son chien qui le guide, il va de pisse en pisse. Il va de crotte en crotte, son destin est bien triste. C'est une vie de chien. Il boit pour oublier qu'il vit, il dort pour oublier qu'il boit. C'est un bien triste sort. C'est un bien triste sort.
You know, I know just a little bit of French, so when I listen to one of your songs, I don't really know what the lyrics are. And in the back of my mind, I'm always thinking, I hope this isn't something like, wives should always be lovers too, run to his arms the moment he comes home to you. You know, you don't really know what you're listening to when you don't understand the lyrics.
Yeah, you can feel things.
Right, that's
but
true.
If you want to deeply understand what we are talking about, you need a translation. And we are using a lot of slang, double sentence, you know, a lot of humor, words game, and like in the French style, you know, using a lot of black humor, satiric sentence. Like Zobi Lamouche, you know, the French Batman.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. It's a strange guy. He's got a satiric view on life.
Bzz, bzz, bzz. Yes, yes.
Now, Matthew, you used to play in a circus?
Yeah, I was not to play. I was working in a circus.
What were you doing?
Everything, you know, circus life. You need to drive the trucks, to build the tent, to act. You need to do gymnastics, to ride horses. You need to know how to take care of the animals. It's a full job.
Is there any connection between the circus and the band?
Sure. About a lot of points, you know. Traveling, living in community. On the road, I mean, to get a family life on the road.
The feeling is the same.
Feeling, yes, to play in front of people, to play like we are playing, to give to the crowd a living show, you know. We are making living music.
Stefan, how did you meet Matthew? And maybe you could tell us a little bit of the story of how the band formed.
I met Matthew and the rest of the band. Not Matthew and the guy from Paris, I met them in Paris. In the mid-80s, you know, there was a movement in Paris around the punks band and painters and video shooters, you know. And we all met at this time in Paris.
In 82, 83,
yes. It was really good movement. A lot of band come from this movement. Les Negres Vertes, Mano Negra, Satellite, a lot of band which are known now. And we met at this time and we decided to work together. The opportunity, if we have the opportunity to work together.
Stefan, when your family moved to France when you were around 2 years old, how much Algerian music did you hear after that?
Oh, a lot of Algerian music, because you know, not only Algerian music in the way of Arabian, you know, rhythm and Arabian notes and Arabian melodies, but also in Algeria there was a lot of French and Italian and Spanish were living there. They were Algerian because they were living there since 4 or 5 generations. And they bring with them their culture, and it was a mix with the French and the Algerian culture. And I come from that. It's a very mixed culture. And now what we can say is the reggae music, it becomes very important in France. And it's very near from of our sensibility, and we feel it very strong and we love it.
When you were growing up and listening to rock and roll, both of you, was it mostly American rock and roll or French rock and roll that you were listening to?
French rock and roll is not existing. You cannot say French rock and roll. It's a wrong sentence.
American and English rock and roll.
Yeah, American and English rock and roll.
Why was there no French rock and roll?
Because rock and roll is not French, you know.
There was French rock and roll.
There was, but it was not. The problem is they were every time trying to copy British and American rock and roll. It's the thing we don't want to do, you know, because we prefer to work on our culture, to use to play our songs with a rock and roll energy, but not to use rock and roll music anymore.
So you grew up listening to rock and roll with English lyrics.
Yeah.
What effect did it have on you to... I don't know how much English you spoke when you were young.
Nothing.
No. So what effect did it have to love this music but not understand the lyrics?
It was very strong. You know, the feeling we had was very strong, because when you are listening to the Beatles or to the Stones for the first time, we were captured by that. Caught. I don't know the real world, but it was very strong, you know. Even if we were not understanding it. And it's the same now when we are singing in French in front of a Japanese or a British or an American crowd. People are not understanding deeply what we are talking about, but they can feel something very strong. They can feel the ambience of each song. They can
the emotion
of the show in his totality.
When you got older and started to understand English and went back to some of the records by the Beatles or the Stones that you grew up on, did you have a different reaction being able to understand the lyrics?
Yeah, because you're discovering things, you know, and what you feel when you were young. When you felt, you discover that the lyrics were in the same sense, you know. So it's very nice. The deception was coming from Led Zeppelin a little bit.
What do you mean?
Because the music is so strong, you know. When you are not understanding what they're talking about, you think it's great, and after you understanding the lyrics, it's a little bit cheap. We were surprised by the lyrics of Plant.
Things like the way you squeeze my lemon.
Yes. It was not strong as the music was, I think.
Uh-huh. Well, I wish you a very good trip back to Paris.
Thank you very much.
And thank you very much for talking with us.
Okay, all right. See you next year.
Guitarist Stefan Melinot and accordionist and guitarist Mathieu Canavez from the band Les Negres Vertes. Their new album is on Sire Records. This is Fresh Air.